This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So exciting news on the vaccine front. We are being told that in Ohio, they're expecting to start getting their vaccine December 15th. Ohio. Now, I don't know about New York. I don't know about California. Pennsylvania's Governor Inslee, kind of spoke up thinking they're going to get it soon. But right now, it's all about Ohio. Right? So Governor DeWine had done a press conference saying basically that the Pfizer vaccine and then following that Moderna are going to be getting FDA approval or, I guess, applying for emergency authorization use by December 10th. A few days later, the shots should be able to roll out to give to Ohioans. Now, I'm sure some of us, right, in Idaho or California or Nevada, you know, might be able to get some vaccines too in December. I'm not exactly sure why all the hype about Ohio. I mean, you know, the Browns are second in the AFC North. Bengals are fourth. Maybe they think it'll really help their Super Bowl wins. Honestly, the shot will first go to healthcare workers, and it'll go to people in the nursing home. And so, you know, they're going to already start rolling that out, which is imperative. It's great news, but I'm not sure why Ohio is getting all the news. And maybe just because Governor DeWine was like on it, and he's like, all right, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to, right, just, you know, tell everybody that this is the scoop. The long-awaited vaccine, I am expecting to be kind of underwhelming. I think we've built up a lot of hype. I think it's necessary. I think it's like, okay, come on already. Just vaccinate already. All right, just, but I believe it is long overdue. I think this is the first step to hopefully ending what of a cluster 2020 and COVID was. But my fear is with the way the media had hyped up the vaccine, the way everybody's been talking about, oh, we need a vaccine, my fear is that the hype is going to kind of bite us in the butt. So there's going to be all these headlines about December 15th, the vaccine's coming out, right? And some states are saying we're going to get it before Christmas. So everybody's like, all right, yeah, you know, let me roll up my sleeve. Yeah, okay. And they're going to find out, no, they can't get it yet. Or we're going to be hearing some people anecdotally going online going, don't get it. I felt horrible. I got sick. And I'm sure Facebook and Twitter and everybody's getting ready to censor stuff. And I can't believe how much censoring is now going on. And mind you, you know, we don't want false information, especially false medical information. But I think the stories are going to get out there that some people got some of those mild side effects, which we talked about. Goose egg, you know, where the injection was done. Sometimes you could, by the way, really quickly here on that goose egg. So, the reason why I really didn't have a lot of that, you know, when I was administering vaccines in my practice is because one is, you know, you really need to kind of get it into the deltoid. You need to, you know, you don't want to get it subcutaneously. You want to get it into the deltoid. But then you also want to rub it in, right? And there's a technique to it. And sometimes I really hope those learning how to do the vaccines really kind of get the technique. There is a technique to it. The nurses are some of the most fantastic at it because they're the ones that take the time. We don't get a lot of that in medical school. But I was taught how to do one by, I think it was a physician and a nurse that kind of showed me, and we didn't really have a lot of those side effects. So I think the goose egg can be preventable in some. then some people might complain of body aches. Some people might complain that they got a fever. Remember, this is a vaccine that's supposed to induce an immune response. So yeah, you are going to kind of feel achy. But what I'm worried about is here, December 15th is going to roll out, and it's going to be for a select group of people who need it. The commentary and opinion pieces on it are going to start seeping to the rest of the population who is kind of necessary to be on board in order for us to be effective in terms of trying to get herd immunity or trying to get the economy back open. I don't believe the economy should have ever been closed down, but that's a whole other issue. But if we need all hands on deck and everybody on board for this vaccine, we need to be very, very careful about the rollout. Now, I do not want people censored. I don't want the media manipulated. I don't want the narrative twisted. But we do run the risk of, as we're rolling this vaccine out, we're telling everybody, all right, all these people are going to be getting the vaccine. We're going to, hear what happens. I believe there's going to be some miscommunication or some twisting of some facts. So, like, for example, nursing home patients are going to get the vaccine. Many people in the nursing homes and assisted living facilities are older. Many of them are ill. And even hospice patients will be able to get this as well, because we don't want them dying of COVID. If somebody leaks information that, oh man, there were 5 people that died in that nursing home after getting the vaccine, they're going to try to tie it into the vaccine. Now, people die at nursing homes all the time. So you see how we need to be very, very careful. You know, I kind of wish the vaccines all came all at once. I'm a little worried about this piecemeal. Okay, here it's going to go into Ohio, or we're going to release it to this. We're going to have these healthcare workers get it. We're going to have, and mind you, I want the healthcare workers getting it first. I want people assisted living getting it first. I want those who are vulnerable getting it first. But you see the risk we run, where the longer it takes to roll out, the more misinformation or the more conspiracies or the more skepticism. And so if this isn't done properly by February, March, then people are going to be like, nah, I'll pass. Like I said, there's a choreography to this. We got to do this right. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. One thing I am picking up on is, you know, people are pretty ticked off about everything. You know, whether you're happy with the election or not happy with the election, whether you're happy with the shutdowns or not happy with the shutdowns, the average person is unhappy about something. And so over the last few months, there's been a lot of discussion of who should run for office next, whether it's in my state or somebody else's state. You know, people want to recall Gavin Newsom. Many people are upset about Governor Sisolak. And I told you, it's not easy being any politician at this point. But, yes, there's a lot of, shall we say, pros and cons to, I believe, everybody's administration. You know, Governor Reynolds in Iowa, I mean, you know, DeWine in Ohio, Inslee in Pennsylvania, DeSantis in Florida, Murphy in New Jersey, Cuomo in New York. So, you know, the governors, they're all kind of, you know, taking on a lot right now. Not that I'm playing a violin for any of them, but it's not an easy time. But one message I got yesterday, which is kind of one that's kind of culminating a bunch of them, is going, you know, why aren't you running for office? You know, right? Can you run for office? Governor Sisolak might not run in a couple years. Why don't you run for governor? All right, and honored. One of you had written that if you, I don't, you will. Have it. Go ahead, have it. I'm not running for governor. I'm not running for office. But can I caution many of you who are getting pumped up, getting fired up, going, I'm going to fix something. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to, you know, I love the passion. I love the fact that you want to do good. I love the fact that you want to make a difference. I think people running for office is one of the coolest things. I just think a lot of people don't really understand the risks. And they have their eye on the prize, and nobody does their research on what happens if you lose or what happens if you win and you leave office. And the backstory I'm getting is it's a very unglorified story, so nobody really talks about it. It doesn't really get out there, and nobody, you know, advertises it much. And many people have regrets that they ran for office. And I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, man, you know, we should run for governor if Sisolak doesn't run again, or if he does run again, run against him, or, you know, Trump needs to run again. And so, you know, when you run for office, and I've only run for class offices and things like that, and it's exciting when you win until your parents move and you have to give up the offices anyway, which kind of sucked. So I got a little taste of politics, and I think I would have liked it. I think I would have done well in it. But it's exciting when you think you're going to win. And people tell you you're going to win. People go, you got this, you got this. I mean, look what happened with Biden and Trump. Biden was told he was 17 points ahead in the poll. You're going to win this. You're going to get this. Trump was seeing thousands upon thousands at his rallies where we've never seen that before. He thought he was going to win it. When you think you're going to win it, and you're a gambler, I don't know if you guys have ever played poker, think you got a winning hand, you put more money in. Or let's say blackjack, you'll double down. And you'll keep playing, and you'll bet more money, and you'll bet more money, and you'll put more into the pot for what you think will win, because you just have that eye on the prize. And those who go for politics make the same mistakes as gamblers, where they aren't thinking about the loss. They aren't thinking about what happens to me when I lose this pot of money, or I lose my bet. Or what if somebody has a better, you know, hand of cards, or I don't know, there's, or what if the dealer, right, doesn't bust. And nobody thinks about that walk back to the car, or that walk back to the casino parking lot. When somebody loses in an election, right, you would think, okay, well, they just go back to their lives. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but many people will kind of oust you out of your job if you don't really agree with them politically. For some reason, being a conservative or being a liberal is evil these days. And with an election that we just had that was just so divisive, all right, your life won't go back to normal. I'm telling you that right now. If you don't win, right? I mean, can you go back to your job? I mean, already we're hearing that some universities are asking academia to not allow people to teach or continue to teach at their role if they supported the Trump administration. I mean, if you didn't think discrimination or racism or whatever is out there, it's still out there. And apparently people can still fire you for your political ideologies. They might make it something else. If they say, oh, well, we're having budget cuts. The other thing, too, also, is I don't know if you remember when McCain lost. Well, you know, you had Secret Service protection while you were running for president. All of a sudden, McCain loses the election. You see him driving. Where's his protection? You don't think there's people out there that are really, really ticked that you messed with the election, that you pulled votes away, that you didn't win? You have a lot of sick individuals out there that become really, really, really obsessed with politics and really obsessed with your role in their personal life. I forget the libertarian that ran against Biden and Trump. The people are ticked. I don't know. I hope she has protection. But, you know, people want her head for pulling votes from Trump. I mean, it is not a pretty world out there. So before you run for office, you need to really know what you're getting into. And then let's say you win. Because, you know, like me, I'm not going to do anything unless I think I'm going to win. All right, well, we all say that. And good for us. But let's say you do win. Are you going to be in Congress or in Assembly or state senator or president forever? No. You'll never be, I mean, you're not Harry Reid, okay? I mean, you're going to, there'll either be term limits or something. And eventually, you're going to have to leave. And unless you could afford the protection, unless you could afford the backlash, yeah, you know, maybe if you're a former congressperson, you might get some jobs. But a lot of people like, no, I'm not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole. And so I understand it seems really glorified and people want to fix our state and people want to fix the country, you know, and they look at Kamala Harris and they go, well, that was easy. I mean, I don't think it was that easy for Kamala Harris. I think she still had to bust her butt, but yeah, you know, she could possibly be our next president. And people look at that and they go, well, I could do that. I could do that. Just think about it. All right. I mean, I don't know how well off Sarah Palin's been doing, but I know she had to do a reality show. You know, and I know she had to be at one point a Fox News contributor. I don't know what your income looks like after you run for office. And I think the average person would say, it's not good. You could give up everything. Now, this is the week back in 1963 when JFK was assassinated. And Ron Futrell, a good buddy of mine, had years ago sent me this link of the footage of the Walter Cronkite sharing the news. You start seeing the As the World Turns. There's like some soap opera they were watching in the 60s, because remember, this was daytime. This was approximately 1:30 in the afternoon. All of a sudden, the CBS News bulletin breaks in saying that President Kennedy was shot. And you start seeing the story unfold, and they're telling everybody he's still alive, and he's getting blood, and Governor Connolly, who was in the car, is getting rushed to the OR, but JFK is still remaining in the ER because the facility is quote-unquote adequate. Two priests came to read him last rites, but he was still alive, and everybody's trying to say that he was still alive, and everybody's trying to say that JFK was, everything was still, you know, they were trying to calm people down, and then they finally break the news about, you know, 59 minutes in, that officially JFK was shot. When you listen to this footage, one of the most chilling pieces of the JFK reporting done by Walter Cronkite and then other, Dan Rather at the time was covering in Dallas, but some of the reporting was so chilling where they describe how LBJ's car and JFK's car, a gap widened just right before the shooting. And again, I'm not trying to reopen conspiracy theories about LBJ and all that, but I mean, I find that very, very chilling that LBJ was saved because his car knew to slow down at the right minute. How did that happen? You heard multiple shots, multiple gunfires, multiple... It really sounded to me like a concerted effort. But when you look and you see what happened there, and you just watch the real-time footage, and I put this on my Facebook and on my Twitter and on my website. You know, this was well-planned. People had it out for him. And like I said, these are things that you want to think about before you go, yeah, I'm going to go fix, you know, the country or fix the state. I'd love our state and our country fixed, but, you know, no, there's it's not as glorified as it looks. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania Judge Patricia McCullough ordered on Wednesday that state officials not certify the results of the 2020 election until her court holds a hearing on an election contest on Friday. The judge ordering the state not to take any further steps to complete the certification of the presidential race and certify any other election results as well. On this day before Thanksgiving, officials are urging people to take the risk of COVID-19 very seriously and not travel. Dr. Allison Awadi, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, says the message is plain and simple.
You should not be traveling. Right now, COVID is surging across the entire United States.
The COVID tracking project says more than 2,000 Americans died from the coronavirus yesterday. This is USA Radio News. As some mayors and governors across the country are trying to limit gathering on Thanksgiving, a new study shows how many people are reacting to that news.
With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holidays safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air up. Turn your HVAC system on continuous. Right. These are things you can do to have a safer gathering, even though I want you to remember the safest gathering is with the immediate members of your household.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So each year we get the World Against Toys Causing Harm watch list. And it's the annual list of the most dangerous toys. And these are kind of important for parents who are looking at buying the latest craze for their kids and grandkids. It's a Boston-based organization, and it says this year's list includes toys that can be potentially harmful to kids. Every year, there seems to be toys that make it onto the market that are hazardous to kids. And you think, you know, year after year, like, okay, by 2020, wouldn't we know what's a choking hazard? I guess not. And the Toy Association, which represents toy manufacturers, thinks the list is, quote, needlessly alarmist. But some of the toys brought up was the Black Panther claws, because they could cause eye injuries. So let me kind of give you some of the lists if I have here. Okay, so toy number one, they're called Calico Critters. They're little nursery friends. I was never really big on farm animals. Apparently Walmart sells it. The age recommendation is 3+, but there's small parts. So people say that the flocked animals have small parts, even a pacifier, and these things people could choke on. There's a missile launcher called Get Outside, Go Launch. See, I look at the packaging. Parents are like, yes, get outside. Get these kids to go outside and launch one of these things. Age recommendation is 5+. Unfortunately, there's still small parts. Apparently, it soars up to 75 feet, and they're worried about eye and facial injuries. And they said you shouldn't have your face too close to these things. It's about $9. The Avengers Black Panther Vibranium, or actually, yeah, it's a vibranium claw. It looks really, really cool. Age recommendation above 5. It's manufactured by Hasbro. But the plastic claws could unfortunately cause injury for eyes and face. So that's the claws. Then there's this nice little furry, I think it's called a jelly cat. I'm not sure what it is. It's recommended for 1 year and up. But there's coarse fabric, and it looks like the fabric can pull out, which means kids could swallow it. There's also a tag that apparently, it's a throwaway tag, that kids could also swallow. So for a one-year-old, maybe they say not the best. Now, John Cena has been all over the place, handsome, and there's apparently a jumbo-sized fist kids could buy. They're big fists, ages 3 and up. They're simulated gloves. It's a toy, but the warnings are blunt force and impact injuries. So if you're giving kids big, huge gloves that look like fighting gloves, they're going to punch you. I remember when Rocky was big and my brother got boxing gloves. Well, he got boxing gloves, but now what are you going to do with them? I mean, if you don't have a boxing bag, then you're going to go for your sister. So I got boxed a lot, right? My father's like, we all need to learn how to box. So he got us all boxing, boxing things, but we just kind of beat each other up. And I don't know where they went, because I think my parents took them away because we were just, yeah. But these look really soft. They look like super soft fists. And, you know, mind you, I don't want kids beating each other up. But I got to tell you, you know, we do need to improve our upper strength. So I wonder if some of these sort of, you know, boxing techniques and, you know, Krav Maga and, you know, fun fists. I would like to see kids, you know, practice. Maybe it just has to come with a big balloon or something. I don't know, but don't hit each other. Then there's something called sci-fi slime. This looks cool. I like slime. Apparently it's $19.99, age recommended 10 and up, but it has chemicals. And this is not supposed to be used without a parent watching. So the hazard is there's potential for chemical-related injuries. It has globs of gross, gloppy goop. And apparently there's zinc sulfide pouches. And the zinc sulfide pouch can cause eye, skin, and respiratory irritation. So they obviously need to figure that one out. Watch, World Against Toys Causing Harm also wants you to be careful with a boomerang. There is a boomerang that's being sold to Target from MX Group, age 8 above. It's a boomerang UFO warning. Apparently we had a UFO in 2020. I don't know if anybody realized that, but apparently we had a UFO. So UFOs are big. And apparently this, they want to make sure that hands, hair, loose clothing is away from the propeller. There's a propeller, and there's potential for cutting and propeller-related injuries. It's a boomerang that has a propeller in it. I know. I like the idea of these toys. It's just they're more for adults and not for kids. Then there's something called Boom City Racers. And this is you launch a vehicle. And it's for ages 4 and up. But they want you to be careful and not launch the vehicle at people or animals. All right? what a lot of people forget is if you have a dog or a cat, they seem to be the target of many of these toys. And we wonder why the cats hate us and the dogs, you know, pee and poop in the house. We didn't really have a lot. We had cats when my kids were growing up and dogs, yeah, but I never let them, you know, shoot rockets at the, yeah. There's this ugly looking baby toy, two and up, that has a lot of little things for the baby to play with. A little cup. I don't understand. As a girl, the last thing I wanted to play with is, you know, something that, you know, made me think of having my own baby. I was horrified by that. I hated dolls. I hated baby sets. But this mini baby comes with a feeding set, accessories, and apparently the spoon could very easily, because it's only about two and three quarters long, about a centimeter and a half wide, can go down a throat and choke somebody. So that's kind of a no-no on this. Now, Star Wars Mandalorian Darksaber. Sounds cool, right? Ages 4 and up, blunt force eye injuries are of a concern. They're recommending not to swing, poke, or jab at people. It's an ancient black-bladed lightsaber made of rigid plastic. Well, that can impale somebody, so not too good. So those are just 10 of the toys that World Against Toys Causing Harm is urging against. You know, people have asked, what are kids into? It's tricky. You know, kids really aren't into TV as much. They might stream. And I'm really excited about how kids, rather than watching hour-long TV shows or multiple hour-long movies, they'll watch little clips, you know, and so maybe they're watching things less, unfortunately, you know, for less time. Unfortunately, they might just stream tons of things. But, you know, kids are really, really into streaming. So if I was a parent with a kid that was, I kind of did this for our kids, I would get the kid, if he's old enough, like an exercise bike or a walking treadmill or a treadmill or something like that, as long as the kid is old enough. Because if the kid is going to be on their computer, they might as well be exercising. And they could stream and watch videos on an exercise bike. So I kind of like the idea of them getting exercise equipment. I think small weights are really important for a kid. I think I would get them exercise balls. I just like that. I think I would also get them, I like bikes. Roller skates people fall and hurt themselves on. But, you know, bikes with helmets, I like more outdoor stuff. I would get the kid, I know it doesn't sound that exciting, but, you know, we have national parks. They were originally closed during the lockdown. But, you know, get the kid a park pass where, you know, they could go hiking with their friends or with you guys. We'll talk about, as we get closer to Christmas, what some of the hottest items are in terms of, you know, toys and video games and all that. And trust me, video games are still going to highlight it because everybody's home and, you know, all that. Clothes, you know, school clothes, things like that haven't been a big deal because many kids aren't at school. They can always use cool tennis shoes, and the cooler the tennis shoes, the better. But if they're not around their kids, if other kids, they're not going to be as excited about some of the things that they have. So you have to kind of realize that this is going to be a little bit of a different Christmas because these kids want to play with other kids and show them their toys. And if you guys are living in areas where the kids can't hang out, then you need to think of things that still keep them active that aren't so much show-off sort of toys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a lot of buzz about what Joe Biden would do if he takes office on the 20th of January as it relates to student loans. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has suggested that Biden do an executive order to wipe out student loans. And many people are applauding that. Some are like, wait a second here. So I want to ask you guys, should Joe Biden erase, quote unquote, student loans? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's break down what that would be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, DOCDALI. So if Joe Biden, see, there's like, what, $1.7 trillion of student loans being borrowed? I'm not sure exactly the amount of money. And he says, all right, guys, you know what? It's done. Any money you owe the federal government for student loans, we got this. It's done. Woo-hoo, yay, I don't owe money. Yeah. What does that actually translate into? So there was a study from the Congressional Budget Office, I believe, that said it will infuse some money into the economy, about $90 billion, but it'll be a huge net loss. Why? Well, the average person that takes out student loans, they aren't spending. So like if you borrowed $400,000 for, let's say, your medical school, okay, let's say $400,000 for that. Mine wasn't that, thank God. But let's say that's what you spent. You aren't making $100,000 payments. What you're doing is you're taking that and you're spreading it out over 30 years. So true, you know, you might have a $500 a month, you know, like a mortgage or whatever, you might have to be paid, which is great, but you're not going to see all that money in your pocket. Trust me, it's fantastic. Somebody wiping off a mortgage or whatever, you'll be happy. But it's not like you're going to have that much more money to infuse into the economy. Other critics are very concerned with the lopsidedness of which demographics get helped by that. The average person that has student loans isn't somebody in, you know, unfortunately, very, very low income, you know, housing and in areas where they're still trying to make ends meet and they're making less than minimum wage. The average person with student loans is somebody that's, you know, middle to upper class. So if Joe Biden had done a, you know, fell swoop going, okay, you know what, this is what we're going to focus government money on, you have a lot of people out there going, well, wait a second. Okay, how does this help me? You know, the average college kid isn't starving and having trouble putting food on their table. But the average person who didn't go to college is. So a question I have is, if Joe Biden is going to spend the $1.7 trillion to wipe out student loans if he takes office, is that going to take away from other spending that could help low-income families? So some people are concerned about that. You also have people disenfranchised in that they might have just paid off their student loans. So they worked and worked 20 years because they did the 20-year plan or the 10-year plan, and they made their final payment, or they're making their final payment. We heard in some of these press conferences, people that were Democrat going, wait a second, I just paid off my student loan, so do I get that money back? Well, of course not. And then another thing that a lot of people don't realize, and you need to double check this, is, was your student loan a federal student loan? Or did you need to borrow from private lenders? You borrowed from private lenders, this doesn't apply to you. Now, when I hear of governments and the spending and the billions and the trillions, and this will infuse $90 billion to the economy, and this will take away $1.7 trillion from the budget or add to the budget or whatever, to me, I'm like, okay, I just don't get it. Okay, I have $20 in my purse. If I spend that $20, I don't have that $20 anymore. You would think there was a pile of money. You would think there was like a vault. And if they took this, the vault would be more empty. And the Congress people would see the vault empty going, oh, we need to fill up the vault. We need to start saving more money. I don't really see a lot of bean counters. I don't see a lot of people saving money. I don't see a lot of people kind of walking through that. And you don't hear about that. You're like, well, we're going to spend on this. We're going to spend on this. We're going to spend on this. So if we are working in a world where the government, and if the next administration does take over, if President Trump is unsuccessful in his legal fights, and they're going to spend, and they have, you know, all the money in the world, you know, it'll help people, and it might infuse some money into the government, but my guess is it is going to pull away funds needed that could be helping low-income families. Hey, we want the government to pay for the vaccines. We want government to pay for COVID testing. We want government to continue to pay for food stamps. We want government to still pay for government-run housing. We still want the government to fix our roads when we're having potholes, or in my neck of the woods, we still have the same piece of road where the lanes, unless you're in that left lane, you are going to be in the wrong lane because for some reason the white like marks don't match up. I don't know what the hell. And maybe that might be city, but still, we're expecting money to be infused into the Medicare system. At the same time of this college promise of wiping out student debt, we're also being, you know, they're talking about Medicare for all. If you're going to do Medicare for all, you're going to have to spend a hell of a lot more money, and you need to promise me that you're going to make Medicare better, because for a lot of people right now, Medicare sucks. And they have to have advantage plans, and they have to have, you know, gap coverage, and they have to, okay, Medicare doesn't cover a lot of stuff. Maybe, some people think it covers enough, but we need to do better. So if you want to, if you have $1.7 trillion just sitting there in your pocket that you want to spend, I have something else a little bit more on my list. Now, mind you, I'm neutral in terms of, just because I paid my college student loans, I would never want to rob that of somebody. That isn't where I'm biased towards it. I paid off my student loans because I worked during school. I waited tables when I was in medical school. I borrowed the barest minimum, right? I helped support my brother going to school, and I worked, and then as soon as I was able to get my license in Arizona while I was in residency, I worked. So I was able to pay those loans off really early, and I was also able to get a home equity loan and whatever. So for me, I the loans were paid off so long ago that, unless maybe it's still in my mortgage, that I just am not, that really isn't steering my criticism of it. My criticism of it is I need to know that all these other things that everybody's promising that is going to need a crap load of money, we'll be able to have that money for. But if you're going to start raising taxes so we help one group of voters, and trust me, I like college students. I think millennials are cool. There's some Gen Xers who, you know, have student loans, and there's the Gen Zs that have loans. Cool. I think that's a cool, nice thing, but I think there's bigger fish to fry. And if you're going to start raising our taxes, you know, and small business owners are already screwed, and small business owners are also going to be facing more minimum wage hikes, You're going to have to convince me that the money we're putting into taxes is helping the individuals that really need it. And a college student who graduated that is possibly working a white-collar job is not on my list of priorities to wipe out their student debt. I'd rather see that money go to more low-income housing. I'd really like to see that money go into hospitals, going into more medical facilities so our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. But if you're telling me you got money for it all, well, then I'll support it. But something tells me we don't have money for it all. 1-877-DOC-SOLID.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.